freedom didn't taste as good as I remembered. I should have felt cosmic winds at my back, pushing me along to a destination of my choosing. Instead, the government had me hemmed in again, ordered to stay put in a secret sector until they gave me leave to start the mission. That mission, such as it was, required me to help Gray, the alien who'd imprinted on me like a baby bird, and help him get home. As an aside, the Alliance heads wanted to know whether his people would pose a threat. Doing those two small things would fulfill my new contract terms. Ergo, a free man I was not. Not yet. I planned to be back in a few weeks for my fresh start on the outside. A few months if the trek proved difficult. Until then, I took careful aim with the Star Treader's twin cannons and let loose on a pair of fast-moving targets. Two purple beams lanced out, each in opposite directions. "Nice shot," commented Deacon, when the two space rocks I was using to test out the new ship's weapons exploded. "Thanks. Damn, it feels good to blow shit up again." Kidding. It is nice having a functional weapon system, though. Something that sounded an awful lot like a derisive snort came over the bridge's comm system.
"Captain Riker merely chose the target."
Poe, the ship's AI who doubled as the bane of my existence, said it as though I was intentionally taking credit for his work.
"I do, however, agree that this ship has far more weapons than my last host. It will be much simpler to eliminate enemies in the future."
"Easy there, killer," I chastised. "If you're not careful, someone might report you for going rogue. Then you'd be decommissioned, and I'd be stuck training a new AI.
"Do not tempt me, Captain. If we could get back on track now, you'll perhaps be interested to know that we've been asked to attend one last holo meeting with Chief Norman. The rest of the crew is on their way to the bridge as we speak."
It was about damn time. We were supposed to be on our way to Gray's Anipsian homeworld, whose name I couldn't pronounce, but had been derailed when he dropped a bomb on our plans. The alien had a ship that he only decided to tell us about the day we were due to leave. Much as I'd have preferred to keep my new Alliance bosses in the dark, Poe had helpfully reminded me that it would violate the terms of my agreement with them. As expected, they freaked out. The Alliance scientists stationed on Della were told to check the entire mountain again for any sign of an alien spacecraft before we could go ourselves. That had been 3 days ago. Since then, the Star Treader and its stalwart crew had been ordered to wait at Alliance HQ, passing the time by using space junk as target practice and getting familiar with our shiny new ship. Despite the Treader being 3 times the size of my old ship, it still felt small. I read somewhere once that a gilded cage was still a cage. Taking in the bridge with its next-gen systems, comfortable furnishings, and enough headroom to accommodate the ridiculously tall alien I'd come to call a friend cemented that for me. I had an itch that couldn't be scratched so long as we stayed in one place. "You could be a little less cryptic, you know," I said, angling a glance at Gray. He was sitting in the oversized crew chair that Alliance engineers built specially for him. That was good because at almost 3 meters, he didn't fit in any of the people-sized furniture.
"Would you like an apology?"
"No, the first three did the job. I'm trying to say that more information would be nice. What kind of ship it is? Are we taking it with us? That sort of thing." Gray's expression took on the pensive look he had when trying to decode human phrases.
"The correlation from human records implies you want to know the make and model. We do not apply such attributes to our vessels. I also don't understand how that information would be helpful."
I liked Gray, even considered him a friend. Sometimes his lack of understanding when it came to human communication made for humorous situations. Other times, like now, it was frustrating.
"I think Cole meant what function your ship serves," Deacon put in helpfully. "For example, the Treader is an expeditionary vessel."
Gray nodded.
"That makes more sense. My vessel is meant for general transportation. As for why I was hesitant to divulge more information, my recent experiences with humans, excluding present company, were concerning. It did not strike me as wise to reveal more than was necessary.